I always read the obituaries, you know, attention must be paid, but lately find myself scouring them for clues of deaths caused by opioids, like she was just 25 or he died suddenly. Families of opioid overdose victims have started claiming their pain in notices, but a colleague recently saw one that took our breath away. It was written by the mother of Kelsey Endicott of Haverhill, Massachusetts, who died at 23, 10 months clean of a heroin overdose. With Mother's Day coming up, we were thinking of Kelsey's mom, Kathleen Errico, who found her daughter white-lipped in front of a television. We wondered how she was doing, and so we asked her in. Kathleen, so recent, April 2nd. So sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
This was a long road with your daughter. It started with alcohol. And, I mean, we look at her picture. She's beautiful, but she had feelings of insecurity in the combination. It sounds lethal.
Yes, absolutely. Probably around the age of 14, I just started to see a change. She was a kid who always did her own thing, didn't care about what other people thought, and then things started to change. I think at some point, somewhere along the line, her spirit was broken at the age of 14, and whatever broke her spirit couldn't be fixed by counseling or couldn't be fixed by talking to her friends or whatnot. So I think the alternative for her was to turn to drugs.
Yeah. And yet from what we're reading, you were interacting with her. I mean, you were involved in her life. It's that insidious and it's that invisible.
Absolutely. I never let go of Kelsey because I knew who she was, that she hated being an addict and that she wanted to change her life and she didn't want to be this way and she wanted to live. And some people told me to. They said, you have to let her go. And I said, you don't know my daughter. I absolutely will not let her go. I also did the tough love route, too. She was homeless for a while in the streets of Haverhill.
Right. She'd call you in because she was cold and
yep.
wore a blanket.
Yep.
And we should say, too, that such an insidious. She had a toddler with an abusive mate. And at one point, you thought the toddler wasn't safe. You called child services.
I called child services because she had walked into my home at 3 o'clock in the morning with him in his car seat. And I looked right at her and I said, no, this is not going to happen. If this is
you're
what
high.
You're going to do. Yeah. And she was high and had just gotten out of my car. And I said, I can't allow this to happen to him.
How horrifying is it to have somebody pulling at your child with one arm and you're pulling with the other?
It's indescribable. It's just indescribable. I honestly can't even describe it. I mean, sleepless nights, always worrying where she was, what she was doing. Am I going to get that call tonight? I can't even really explain it, put it into words.
She was, in ways, one of the lucky ones, found some rehab. 10 months sober?
Mm-hmm. 10 months sober. She was living in a program. Yep. And came home for the weekend to visit.
Went to a dinner at a lovely country club.
My husband and I went to dinner to a veterans event. And I texted her through the whole thing, made sure she was okay, you know. And she seemed good that afternoon when I picked her up. She seemed in a good headspace. Everything seemed okay. I would never, ever, never in a million years imagine that what happened would happen. Came home. And she came in and spoke to me and then, you know, went downstairs, got some ice cream, watched TV a little bit, and then went upstairs and went to bed. And I honestly, in my heart of hearts, said, okay, I can go to sleep now. Kelsey's okay. And then at 3:45 in the morning, shot out of bed, out of a sound sleep, and I found her. And it was too late.
Yeah. What horror.
Yeah. Pretty terrible. Pretty terrible. She was beautiful. She was artistic. There wasn't a person that met Kelsey that didn't fall in love with her. She just had that personality. Her wake and her funeral definitely showed that.
Well, and before that, there was the notice. If you don't mind, can you just read a little of this? It jumped off the pages for many of us.
Sure. Endicott Kelsey Grace, age 23, passed away on April 2, 2016 from an accidental overdose. For many years, she fought a heroic battle with addiction. She had been sober for almost 10 months, but her disease still had a powerful hold on her. We wish she had recognized the beauty and strength everyone else saw in her. Kelsey did not want to leave this world. She yearned for a life without fear and pain, a life that would permit her to realize that the world was open for her, to explore, and that change was possible. It is not true that everything happens for a reason. The reality of Kelsey's death is devastating, and no possible reason can justify the loss of this beautiful young woman who had so much to give to the world. Wherever she went, people loved her. The disease of addiction is merciless. It is up to us to open our minds and hearts to those who are still sick and suffering. Kelsey does not want us to cry for her. She wants us to fight for her. She wants us to use our voices to speak up about what is happening to her generation. She wants us to tell her story and never forget she was an amazing young woman with a bright future, not a statistic.
What made you do that?
When we went to the funeral home, and they were asking the standard questions, how old, where did she grow up? The funeral director was very kind, very compassionate, and he just looked at me and he said, I'll put it together and I'll send it to you in an email. When I opened up the email and read it, I just said, no, my daughter did not die unexpectedly. She did not die with this blank slate. I wanted people to know that I am just a regular mom, my husband, just a regular dad, we're just regular, and it's happening. These are the children it's happening to, and we need to speak about it, because if we continue to keep this epidemic in the closet and parents are ashamed to come forward, we're never going to be able to find a solution.
And what happened?
What happened? It exploded into something that I could never even imagine. I still can't keep up with the emails that I receive or the Facebook messages that I receive. I honestly had no idea how many parents out there have lost their child to addiction until all of these messages started coming in. And we're pulling each other through these very, very difficult times.
Opioid deaths are now the leading cause of accidental deaths in America. There's one every 20 minutes in the U.S., and there's several a day in Massachusetts.
Yes, there are.
And there are groups like Learn to Cope for Families. We'll link people up your nodding at hereandnow.org. Does that help, or is that even more, you know, pain? Oh, my gosh, all this pain you're now joined with.
No, it helps. It helps to know that you're not alone and that you are not going through this by yourself. And that's what we're all there for, to support each other and give each other ideas. Well, I tried this. Well, maybe you can try that. I went to a Learn to Cope meeting in the very beginning when Kelsey's addiction first started, and she was back in high school. And I learned about North Shore Recovery High School in Beverly. That's where she ended up going to high school.
A whole high school devoted to recovery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And still, what has to happen? I mean, from your vantage point, everybody's talking about how there has to be fewer pills on the street, more education for kids to find out the ones who might be predisposed to addiction. What has to happen?
I think we're taking a step in the right direction. As my husband always says, the problem is that we're not proactive, we're reactive. The issues that I found with trying to get Kelsey help, even though we were able to get her help, Detox for a heroin addict 3 days is not enough. The insurance companies, they won't pay. There were times when Kelsey would call me and say, I have to leave. My insurance ran out. Now where am I going to go? There aren't enough programs. Legislation, the drug dealers, they have to be held more accountable for what they're putting out there on the street, because children are dying.
Well, and it doesn't happen if we don't know about it. And
exactly.
We know about it with what you've written, and it doesn't happen if there's a shame attached to it, and it's an illness.
Yeah, and the problem is that, I mean, I've gotten the nasty comments and stuff saying she got what she deserved. Oh, it's not a real illness. And what I say to them, and that really upset my older daughter, Caitlin, and I just said to her, you know, Caitlin, the other reason that I did this was so that people would become educated and that it is a real illness and that it is a disease, just like cancer, just like diabetes, any of them. And it needs treatment, and treatment wouldn't be cut off for those illnesses. So why is it cut off for this? I said to Caitlin, here's the response that you need to give the people who say she got what she deserved. You need to say to them, you know what? I hope this epidemic never touches your family. I hope you never have to go through what we've been through. And I'll say a prayer for you, because if you choose to be a part of the problem still rather than the solution, then that's all I can do for you.
Yeah. Well, and then the other part is there's a good chance they will.
Mm-hmm.
So Mother's Day is coming. Anything that, you know, can make the day a little less painful, or...
I honestly don't really know at this point.
Because I'm thinking there's so many of you.
There's a 5K run for mothers. So I think that I may actually do that day and have all the mothers come together. I'm just going to try to get through. And usually when I'm down and out and having days that are absolutely terrible. But when that happens is usually when I pick up my computer and I reach out to another mother and I ask, how are you doing today? And that's what helps me get through.
Well, you also have a little toddler now?
Yes, yes. You have the bright light.
You have Kelsey's son.
So he is absolutely a bright light. So he helps.
Kathleen Errico, her daughter Kelsey Endicott, died last month of a heroin overdose at 23. We'll link you to all this magnificent writing at hereandnow.org. Thanks.
Thank you so much.